Good morning and a big welcome to Fitter Happier. We've recently talked about the importance of vaccines, particularly as we head into the winter months. We've talked about getting your flu shot, and you can get it at your local pharmacy until the end of May. But we want to stay well, we want to stay healthy, and we want to get out with our mates. But there's currently a lower vaccine rate for Aboriginal communities in Australia at the moment. Today we've got Kelly Cameron, Principal Project Officer for Aboriginal Immunisation at the Department of Health. She's going to be talking to us about the importance of immunisations, particularly in Aboriginal communities, why it's not happening and what we can do to change it. Thanks for joining us on Fitter Happier today, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at the Department of Health?
So a bit about me. I'm a Noongar woman from Perth. I've got connections through the Wadjuk country where my grandfather was born, which was out near like the Guildford area, and then connections up into the Yuwarrk country, which is where my nan was born, and that's just like outside Mora up that way. But I've also got Yamiji connections up through the Shark Bay area as well through my family. I'm a mum, so I've got some young children as well. I'm a wife. I like to keep fit and healthy and active through sport. I suppose my role is an interesting role with Department of Health. So I suppose in a nutshell, you'd say like I go to development, implementation and evaluation of strategies and projects and policies and programs that support Aboriginal immunisation, which can mean a variety of things. So it's really going out and helping those who are supporting the Aboriginal community, who are, I suppose, providing the immunisation to support the Aboriginal community. But, you know, we hold forums where we bring in people from all over the state that can come together and have a chat about what they are doing in the immunisation space, get ideas from what projects have worked around the field and how they can then utilise those projects in their areas. And then I suppose we've got to come up with some, you know, interesting campaigns of how we can promote the importance of vaccination to Aboriginal people, whether that be through social media, radio, TV, just trying to, you know, get the message out there and let everyone know why it's so important to, why immunisation, I suppose, is so important.
What are some of the diseases that vaccines can protect against?
There's a lot of different diseases. We could sit here all day and go through them all, but I know you don't have all day. but I suppose the main thing is it's important to remember to maintain that high level of immunity in our population, which helps prevent the spread of the diseases. So vaccines are obviously successful in eliminating some devastating diseases such as polio and smallpox. I suppose while it is getting cold and into winter, the best one that we can talk about is the influenza or the flu. So there's a vaccine out there for that. So we know it's a highly contagious virus that affects, you know, your respiratory symptoms. So having that yearly flu vaccination or the flu shot, as most people know it as, gives you, you know, the best protection for yourself and also those around you, so they don't end up with the flu either. But, you know, it's almost like saying that you've had the vaccination, but even remembering that while you're vaccinated, it's always good to, you know, practice those healthy hygiene habits, like, you know, make sure you're washing your hands and staying home when you're sick and covering up those coughs, and if you're using a tissue, putting it straight in the bin.
It's pretty, it's important to consider those things, hey?
Oh, absolutely. Like we, you know, the vaccines are there, but you want to make sure you're doing everything else that you can to protect you as well. So it's that's one element that can help you.
Why are vaccination rates lower that we're seeing for Aboriginal people in WA?
That is a really good question. And when I was thinking about it, I'm like, what would be the best answer? The best answer is at the moment, we don't have an answer to why the rates are so low. It's low for Aboriginal people across the board, so not just children or adolescents and adults, it's all of us. And it's a complex area, and we have programs in place all around the state where people are working with the communities to try and help raise the rates of vaccination. You know, because some of the issues can be just as simple as transport and access, which sounds simple to some people, but for others it's such a big impact that they can't physically get to a clinic or they just have no means of getting there. So we've got some programs that run where, you know, some providers will try and do home visits, you know, call the families and see how they're going. Can they get to the clinic? All right, if you can't, let's come out and do some visits. Also taking like those clinics to the community areas. So if there's like, you know, local community centres, trying to limit, I suppose, take away some of the burdens that they have of not being able to get to a clinic. But we've got research that goes on as well to look into why some families aren't getting vaccinated. You know, are they hesitant towards the vaccines? And if they are, why? Is it because they're not sure of what these vaccines are or what they do? Are they not sure of why, you know, if they're safe enough? You know, do they just not have the information? And knowing why families aren't getting vaccinated, that then helps us look at ways that we can help, I suppose, ease their worries and concerns and figure out how we can put into place either some policies or strategies or even like campaigns just to show people, you know, that, you know, vaccines are safe, they've been around for a while, and how we can help the community get those rates up a bit more.
So those low rates are really, yeah, a holistic sort of problem. They're something
absolutely.
That's got, you know, systemic causes and problems that are far-reaching into lots of different fields, so lots of different blockages. And it's
absolutely,
obviously, so it would be something that would be really difficult to imagine a tackling point for or a part to angle one direct way of attacking that kind of issue, I can imagine for sure.
Absolutely. Why? There's many ways.
Oh, yeah. So you're considering lots of different things, and it's great to hear that there are lots of ways that we are involving this sort of action towards, like, upping those rates and changing that. Why is it important that we're doing that? Why is vaccination important for Aboriginal communities?
Like all communities, if we've got enough people that are immunised, then it's possible to protect most of the community from the diseases. So, you know, that's where you hear that term herd immunity. If you've got enough people protected, then those that are, like, unable to be immunised, so, you know, for example, those really young infants and some people with medical conditions that can't get vaccinated for those reasons, if we're all vaccinated, then it gives that protection from the disease. So you're unlikely to come in contact with it, which means then you're unlikely to get it. So having enough people, vaccinated really helps the community stay, you know, healthy and strong because the disease is just not there.
We've established that vaccines can help prevent diseases, and, you know, we're talking about that herd immunity. We're thinking about how and why it's important to protect people in our community and why we do that. But vaccines are one way. Are there other ways that people can protect themselves from disease and infection?
Oh, absolutely. So, like we spoke just before, it's keeping up with those, you know, those good, healthy hygiene habits. So, you know, like I said, making sure we clean our hands with soap and water after we go in the toilet, washing our nose. If soap and water is not available, then hand sanitizer. You know, covering your mouth when you cough and sneeze, getting rid of those tissues, and just keeping, you know, surfaces clean and tidy. But also a good way as well is just making sure that when we do the vaccination, we're getting it done on time, because that time is very important. If we set up the vaccine schedules for a certain time, because that gives us the best protection. So if we miss a vaccination or we're a little bit late having it, it just leaves us a bit more vulnerable to the disease, because we might have a tiny window of time where we're not protected. So some vaccines just need a couple of, you know, you need to go a few times to have them. So, you know, just having them on time just gives you the best protection as well.
Where can people go
for the children?
Yeah, we need to think about them too. Where can people go to receive vaccines, and how can they book them?
So most people will just go to their local GP or their local Aboriginal medical centre. So depending on where they live, and it's normally just, you know, there's online booking these days. There's, you know, just giving the reception a call as well. But it's just important that when they call, just to let them know that you're booking in for a vaccination, let them know what it is that you want, because then they, especially if it's children, they'll ask about previous vaccinations and just check if you're up to date with everything. And, yeah, just, like, just trying to make sure we try and keep those important, those appointments. But, yeah, it's just important that, you know, we stay up to date with all of these vaccinations. That way, we're all protected.
It's very important. And for more information, if you're a little bit, you know, lost in the source of all the info that we've talked about today, you can head to the Healthy WA website, go to the immunisation page. You can head to your local Aboriginal healthcare service or speak to your GP, as we've just mentioned. Thank you so much for joining us on RTR today to talk about vaccines.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was great.
That was Kelly Cameron, Principal Project Officer of Aboriginal Immunisation at the Department of Health, talking all about vaccines, why they're important, and what we can do to, you know, stay safe, stay healthy, and keep up to date.